always on guard.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Uh-oh, I better rewind just a little bit and say, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is June 14th, Thursday, 2012. Wet and rainy in the state of Minnesota. Just thought I'd share. Anybody want to know what's so significant about the day in which we are presently alive in? It's Flag Day. It's important that everybody understands the significance of this day. It's Flag Day. Everybody trying to figure out why you see these flags all over in the United States of America today? I mean, they're all over the place. It's Flag Day. Now, I know that if I have one of my producers go back there and look up the significance of Flag Day, you know what I'm going to find out? I'm going to find out that it's Bradley Dean's birthday. Here, let me say that again. It's Bradley Dean's birthday from the Sons of Liberty. Yours truly. It's my birthday. Yeah. And so in saying that, I wake up this morning early, and this is my wake-up calls every day of my life, friends. I wake up to either my cats or my kids. And my kids without fail. Every once in a while, my cats. But this morning when I woke up, all of a sudden, I have all my little boys around me, and my wife is so faithful about doing this on a daily basis. I mean, folks, it's like Leave It to Beaver in my house sometimes. It's incredible. It's like June Ward. June and Ward, right? But I'm not him. My wife is June. It's just that picture perfect. Every time I drive away from my house, I got to turn around and look in the window. I got the whole family sitting there waving at me. And I'm not kidding you at all, friends. My wife acts like I'm going to war every time I leave. But, I mean, you want to see an awesome demonstration of a virtuous woman? I mean, I got to put a picture of my wife up on the website so you can see it for yourselves. And so this morning I get up. All my kids are right out in front of me. It's like, can I just get up first and then all of a sudden we can take care of this? And I didn't realize it was my birthday until last night because what happened is I seen my wife. She printed out a picture of all of my kids. And So this morning I get up really early. My wife's walking around, acting like some thief in somebody's house, like I didn't know she was doing it. I could hear every little, listen, If you want a man that hears everything while he sleeps, I'm the guy. And it's not paranoia. It's just my ears are wide open, everything. And all of a sudden, I hear this, you know, this walking around on the floor, just tiptoeing through the tulips. And I get up, and I go hide behind the wall because I seen what she was doing. So she goes back upstairs. I'm downstairs. I go around the corner. She walks down trying to be all, you know, sleek. And like the Pink Panther or something. And all of a sudden, she's walking over to the table. She's setting a table for my birthday friends. So what I did is, while she was walking, I was walking right behind her as quietly as possible. And all of a sudden, she backed up a little bit because she was making sure everything was adjusted right on the table so it looked good for her husband. It was pretty cool. And I just thought, okay, I'm about ready to jump out at her right now and scare the chocolate out of her. And all of a sudden, she goes back and touches it again, and I'm just, oh, come on, come on, come on. And all of a sudden, she backs up into me just a little bit and turns around. Oh, you scared me, she said. And I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. It really was. I mean, I live to scare people, especially my wife. But that's really how I woke up this morning. So to top it off, when I get up out of bed, all my kids are around the table. My wife gives me this card, and I want you to hear this card. Okay, now, here, I'll play that. Hopefully you guys can pick this up, but here's my birthday card. It sings for me. Listen carefully. So if you can hear that, I know it broke out a couple times, folks, but it's saying Your Royal Highness. So what my kids are doing is standing around the table showing homage to Sire Dean. That would be me. They were literally bowing and laughing at me, and I just thought, wow. How many people in this country would believe me if I had told them that story? But they did, and then all of a sudden I get in the car, come down to the office because I got to write my national commentary for WorldNet Daily every Thursday. And by the way, we're on an educational piece, so we're on there twice now. And all of a sudden, I turn around, look up at the window, and there's everybody waving at me. It's like, okay, my name's not Beaver, honey, all right? You guys get the point. Folks, if you want to check us out, please do check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 has double E. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, it's BradleyDean on my Facebook, it's double E. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, it's 1-877-807-9977. Don't forget, it's my birthday. 1-877-807-9977. Don't forget, it's my birthday. Of course, I'm having fun. And now I'm looking up at the screen and my wife puts up on there, you're the best. Hey, what's scary about this, folks, is she's serious. She's dead serious. So anyways, here we are. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. To say this, I'll just kind of kick it off. This is what we're going to talk about when we get back. Human law and divine law. I'll kick it off when we come back, folks. Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is the only radio program that I've heard where they actually walk their talk. They apply it to their lives and show real leadership. And this is the kind of stuff that America needs to hear if we're ever going to reform ourselves and give hope for our next generation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at HVExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And 1, and 2, and 1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday, dear Bradley.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you.
You say it, but you don't mean it. Because if you really meant it, it would have Ruth Chris's all over it. Come on. You say it, but you don't mean it. But if you really mean happy birthday, I don't see the Ruth Chris's card around here. We'll figure that out. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, 1-877-807-9977 if you'd like to be a part of the show. And what I was going to say to you right before the break is I love this topic, the topic that we're going to talk about today, because it's so misconstrued. It's so distorted. And we hear it all the time, and I'll get to that in just a second here. But this should really kind of lay out the premise for what I'm going to talk about in just a minute here. James Wilson, the signer of the Constitution, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, said this. He said, listen carefully. Human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law, which is divine. I've said it so many times. Who gave law? God did through Moses. That's common law in the United States. Far from being rivals, said James Wilson, or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends and mutual assistants. Indeed, these two sciences, what is science? It's the study of creation. These two sciences run into each other. Let me also give you the definition of politics or political. Politics is the science of government, friends. Science is the study of creation. So when we talk of government, we got to go to the authority, the divine authority that gave government so we can understand what he meant in his rule and through his government. You know, how do you know it's wrong to steal? How do you know it's wrong to lie? How do you know it's wrong to kill? How do you know it's wrong to covet? How do you know it's wrong to dishonor your mother and your father? Because God told you so. That's the second tablet of the Ten Commandments, by the way. So in saying that portion to get to this portion, when we go to Scripture, just to show you how these two sciences run together, we go to Romans 13. We can always hear people say this, and I'm going to just cruise over there really quick with me. Romans 13, And when I get over there, I'm going to read this off to you really quick because it's crazy. It says, everyone must submit himself to governing authorities. By the way, this is NIV. I'm just going to go down to King James Version here because I just don't like the way the NIV kicks it out. But I'm going to go back over to here. This is what it says in the King James Version. Romans 13, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Who gave those higher powers? God did. For there's no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers, listen carefully, are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Listen carefully. For rulers are not a terror to good works. This is what we're seeing today in our country. They're a terror to those that do good, and they appease those that do evil. But Scripture says just the exact opposite. That rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. It seems that every time someone such as myself tries to encourage people to resist an unconstitutional or otherwise reprehensible government policy, not law, folks, policy, keep in mind, policy follows law. And this is policy. You can equate that to man's 10,000 commandments simply because man will not listen to God's 10 commandments. This is the retort that we hear. What about Romans 13? This is the ignorant professing church. We Christians must submit to government, any government. Read your Bible and leave me alone, or words to that effect. No doubt, someone who uses this argument are sincere. They're only repeating what they've heard their pastor and other religious leaders say because they're too lazy to read the Bible for themselves. But on the other hand, let's be honest enough to admit that someone who uses this argument, they're just plain lazy, apathetic, and indifferent, because they are. To them, Romans 13 is their escape from responsibility. And I suspect that this is much to a larger group, and by the way, nevertheless, for the benefit of those who are sincere, but obviously misinformed, going back to Romans 13, they're a terror to good works, or to evil. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. God requires us nowhere in Scripture to disobey Him, friends, and obey a tyrant. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, according to God, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, not evil. But if I'll do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, speaking of them that rule and are ordained in government. He is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. What is evil? Anything contrary to God's established law. But yet, what does the modern professor say? Oh, we have to submit to government. Government of what? Government of tyrants? Or government of God's ministers ordained to be a terror to them that commit evil? I go on. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, accordingly, continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Do our Christian friends who use these verses to teach what they should not oppose? President Bush or any, or President Barack Hussein Obama, or President Clinton, or the preceding Bush? Or any other political leader really believe that civil magistrates have unlimited authority to do anything they want without opposition? I don't think so. For example, what if our president decided to resurrect the old monarchical custom of prima nocta, law of first night? That was the old medieval custom when the king claimed the right to sleep with the subject's bride on the first night of their marriage. What our sincere Christian brothers sheepishly say, Romans chapter 13 says we must submit to the government. Go ahead, take my wife. Would any of us respect any man who would submit to such a law? Wow. But yet this is what the professed Christians are doing today. So there are limits to the authority. A father has authority in his home, but does this give him power to abuse his wife and children? Of course not. An employer has an authority on the job site, but does this give him power to control the private lives of his employees? No. A pastor has overseer authority in the church, which should rightly be said that the apostle does. But does this give him power to tell employers in his church how to run their businesses? Of course not. All human authority is limited in nature. No man has unlimited authority over the lives of other men. Lordship and sovereignty is the exclusive domain of Jesus Christ. By the same token, a civil magistrate has authority in civil matters, but his authority is limited and defined. Observe that Romans chapter 13 clearly limits the authority of civil government by strictly defining its purpose. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Not to the contrary, friends. Notice that civil government must not be a terror to good works. It has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people. By the way, this is European-style government. What they're trying to implement in America through the UN, through International Baccalaureate. You have government now saying you have to do this and you have to do this and don't question our authority? I don't think so. Because the question goes back to the person, the magistrate, in this particular situation, and says, who gave you the authority? You derive your powers to govern from the consent of the governed, under God as our republic. So where are we and how are we ruled? We're ruled from the Creator, the one that gave us governments. Civil government is a minister of God to thee for good. It is not a minister of God for evil. Civil magistrates have a divine duty to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil according to what God said, not to what their little political cronies say. They have no authority to execute wrath upon him that doeth good, none, zilch, zero. And anyone who says that, they're simply lying. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll take these phone calls, and we'll keep rolling.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grain. The weight control is this easy. Why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid up to 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out toBeYoungAgain.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life. Or call 855-79-YOUNG. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at toBeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely? No one knowing where you can be located. The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Last shout out, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, it's my birthday. Did I say that out loud? Oh my gosh. Am I drawing attention to myself again? 1-877-807-9977. Talking about Romans chapter 13 limits the power and reach of civil authority. We'll get back to that in just a second here. We got Emily in Maryland. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got
hey,
Bradley.
Hey, Brad. Happy birthday, first of all. That's awesome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, anyway, I was actually talking to this guy the other day. He was older. And he was, like, talking about how just, like, morals and stuff and the good in people. But he didn't believe in God and everything. I'm like, wait a second. How can you have morals outside of God? And how can you be good when the Bible says no one is good, no, not one? And it's like, you can sit there in our country. He's like, well, yeah, nobody's doing it in our country. I'm like, well, they're trying to do it in their own power. When they ask, it doesn't go anywhere, or they're not doing anything at all. And I'm like, why don't we just follow God's 10 commandments instead of 10,000 commandments, and it probably work better because they pretty much cover everything? But no, people have stepped out that God's hard to get idiots, really.
Yeah. Can I ask you something, Emily? Because we've had you on the radio before. Is it okay if I start calling you Machine Gun Emily? Because I don't think I heard a word you said. It was like, it's like, wow. Are you like on some really good caffeine, or is there like a really cool coffee store out there or a shop out in Maryland there, or what?
I just drank an amp.
Okay.
I just drank an amp.
No, here, let me just make a point here, and I'm going to take another phone call. Thank you for your call. D.L. Moody rightly said this. He's a man of God from Chicago. He had said back in the 1800s, a woman had approached him and basically had told him that her husband's heart was, he had a really good heart. He's a real good guy. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. Our righteousness is but filthy rags before God. D.L. Moody rightly looked at that woman that had said her husband had a good heart. He said, ma'am, to be quite honest with you, that's the worst part about him. Without the Spirit of God, without being born of the Spirit of God, folks, there's no righteousness that you have at all. And by the way, when you receive the righteousness of Christ, it's not yours, it's his. The Bible says we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. It says in Romans 8, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
Or you can go over to Galatians 2:21, where it says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. So where did the faith come from? It came from him. It also says in Romans 5, it says, the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. And if I go over to John 3, when he was talking to Nicodemus, who was a teacher among the Pharisees, he said, how can this be? Jesus said, unless you're born again of the water and the Spirit, you have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said in his carnality, how am I to enter into my mother's womb a second time? Jesus said, you don't understand these things? Folks, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So it's all spiritual. And Jesus constantly taught the apostles, unto you I'm speaking parables all the time, but unto them it is not given. Unto you that are born of the Spirit is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them it's not. It's given to them in parables. So everything that we receive from the kingdom of God is by faith, not by the righteousness of man. So let's not look to ourselves and say, well, there's some form of righteousness within ourselves. No, there's nothing good within myself outside of Christ. It's been said before, in the best of saints is the worst of sinners. Well, and then the best of saints is only Christ, and the worst of sinners is us without Christ. So let's not forget that. Before I take this next phone call, I just want to say that I know a lot of people out there are very happy that the other guy's not here. Matter of fact, I called him and his wife, who was our producer. And I told him last night, I said, you know, I know that you guys are getting paid. It's like you're on vacation right now. But I want you to understand, Jake, the other guy, and Heather, our producer, while you think you're on vacation, you have no idea what's going on back here at the office, because we're truly on vacation. I said, if you'd like to, you can go ahead and take off another week. So anyways, I just thought I'd share that right before we take this next phone call. We got Moses calling from Virginia.
Hi, Brad. You know, I'm with you on that other guy, but, you know, he just clogged everything up, it seems, every time you're trying to make a point, he just jumps on it, and, you know, he really goofed it up. But I want to say happy birthday, first of all, brother. You're like 27, 28 now?
About that.
Like that,
yep. I look like Elvis Presley in 1968 when he had his leather uniform on, but my hair's a lot longer. It goes down to my buttocks, actually.
That's exactly what I was thinking, actually. You know, I'm on Virginia right now, and I just stopped in and met with a few folks at the Media Research Center, and they were just high-fiving the efforts, Bradley. And, you know, it's a good day. It's a great topic you're touching on in the radio show here. And, I'd just like to step
in. Wait, hang on a second, Moses. Hang on a second, Moses. You sure sound familiar, man.
Let me sing you a song.
No, I noticed that you were kind of skipping over your words. You kind of sound like the other guy. And you know what's interesting is the other guy right now is the other guy just happens to be in Virginia. Is this him? As a matter of fact, Jake told me one time, the other guy told me that his mother almost named him Moses. Moses, Moses. Is this Jake, the other guy that wanted to be on the radio so bad he had to throw in his two cents? Is that what's going on here?
I just want to sing a song. That's all I want to do. I think the other guy's in Maryland.
Okay, but he's
in Maryland now.
How did you know that, Moses? How did you know that?
Because Moses just crossed. Well, it wasn't the sea. It was actually a bay, and now I'm in Maryland.
So what if we kept you on the line for like five more minutes and you kept talking like that? I bet you're going to swallow your Adam's apple, aren't you?
Well, I was thinking I could sing a song, Bradley.
No, you just keep thinking. You just keep
from the bottom of my heart.
You just keep thinking, Moses, because I have to get going here. Now my brother's calling me on my phone. He wants to tell me happy birthday too. But I do appreciate that. For the sake of time, again, folks, we only have 1 hour allotted to us. So if you want to call me and tell me happy birthday, here, I'll give you my cell phone number. I'm totally playing. Let's get back to Romans chapter 13. Thank you for that call, though, Moses. Hey, didn't you guys think that guy sounded a little familiar?
Very suspicious.
Very, very suspicious. Very. Huh. And what's interesting about it is that he said the other guy was in Maryland. Now, how would Moses know that? Huh?
He must be following.
No, this is mysterious business going on here. I didn't want to hear him sing. I really didn't.
Me neither.
Let's go on here. Romans chapter 13 limits the power and reach of civil authority. Yeah, I was thinking that too. Our producer just threw this up on the screen. Maybe Jake has a twin balding brother. I think so. Maybe I should have asked Moses, are you balding? Because if you are, you got to have Jake, the other guy, sitting right next to you.
Dead giveaway.
Totally. Totally. Folks, one more call out. I'll give you one more shot. 1-877-807-9977. I bet the next thing we're going to do is have Miriam call in with an apple in her throat, and it'll be Heather this time. You think so? Possibly. I'm just thinking. Romans chapter 13 limits the power and reach of civil authority. Let's go on here. Did Moses, this is awesome, awesome, awesome train of thought. Did Moses violate God's principle of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? Did Elijah violate God's principle of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel? Did David violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to surrender to Saul's troops? This is great. Did Daniel violate God's principle of submission to authority when he disobeyed the king's law to not pray audibly to God? Did the three Hebrew children violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to bow to the image of the state? Did John the Baptist violate God's principle of submission to authority when he publicly scolded King Herod for his infidelity, his unfaithfulness? Did Simon Peter and other apostles violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to stop preaching on the streets of Jerusalem? Did Paul violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to obey those in authority who demanded that he abandon his missionary work? In fact, Paul spent most and almost as much time in jail as he did out of jail. Or what about when Peter was in jail and God sent forth the angels to break him out of jail and they found him in the street preaching in the name of Jesus? Remember that every apostle of Christ except John was killed by hostile civil authorities who opposed their endeavors. Christians throughout church history were imprisoned, tortured, or killed by civil authorities of all stripes for refusing to submit to their various laws, policies, and prohibitions. Did all of these Christian martyrs violate God's principles of submission to his authority? So even the great prophets, apostles, and writers of the Bible, including the writer of Romans chapter 13, understood that human authority, even civil authority, is limited. Paul makes it clear that our submission to civil authority must be predicated on more than fear of government's retaliation. Notice he said, wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Conscience means with knowledge, friends. Knowledge of what? God's word. Meaning our obedience to civil authority is more than just because they said so. It is also a matter of conscience. This means we must think and reason for ourselves regarding the justness and rightness of our government's laws. And by the way, we are an empire of laws, as John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly proclaimed. Laws, friends, not policies. Obedience is not automatic or robotic. It is a result of both rational deliberation and moral approbation. When I come back, we're going to continue this up. We're going to intertwine the Constitution with the Bible, and I think you're going to be quite impressed, because I am. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know, I know that every time there's a break, I can just see people driving around right now. It's like a little kid waiting to get on a ride. They can't wait. Hey, seriously, you guys know. Am I right? Jeez, this is just incredible because I can feel your anticipation. I want you guys to know that, friends. I can totally feel your anticipation. Now, I got a lot to cover here, and you know what's going to happen here? I ain't going to be able to cover it all today. And I know people are sick and tired of hearing the content of the show every day, and then all of a sudden we got to break out of it. I'm only one man. Nobody cares about Jake, the other guy. The burden always falls back to me anyway. So anyways, we'll take it that way. We got Dave. Calling from Maryland. What's going on over on the East Coast there? Welcome to Sons of Liberty.
It's beautiful out here.
Is it?
I just want to say happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
It's a bummer that it's raining on your birthday.
No, that's okay. It's always raining on my birthday. It always rains on my parade, Dave. Every day of my life, yeah.
That must mean you're doing something right.
I just wanted to say about
persecution. You were talking a little bit about persecution and stuff. And a lot of these Christians think that what they're going through now is persecution, which it is to a certain extent, but it's not nearly as bad as what the prophets and the apostles and everybody had to go through. These guys went to martyrs' deaths for what they believed in.
Yep.
You know, I mean, we've softened, they have softened everything so much that it's just like, oh, you just feel sorry for me because I'm being persecuted. They have no idea what persecution is. You know?
No, I totally get it. You know, I want to bring you over on a scripture since we're online here, but it's again what Christ said, and I always think about this because it always comes back to judgment on our part and how far we let it go before these things happen anyways. Why does persecution come about? Because the people in that particular situation have let it go so far where it's come to persecution. If people would uphold the laws, there would be no persecution. I'm not saying there wouldn't be debate or contention,
But to say persecution, I mean, that's pretty crazy stuff. Persecution, yeah. I mean, what's going on in America is an absolute joke. But I'm telling you this, it's going to hit sooner or later. One way, either the people, like Thomas Jefferson said, where the government fears the people, you have liberty, but where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. They understand that there's a state of tyranny going on in their country right now. But why is that happening in our country? Because the American people have allowed it to go this far. Do you remember when Jesus said he was going up the hill, he had the cross on his back, and the women were crying for him? And Jesus looked at him and said, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? In other words, if you people in this country realize that I'm being crucified for nothing that I've done, but for the sins of your rulers, rest assured judgment's going to fall upon you too. And that's exactly what happens. So when we talk about persecution, I know I took it off a little bit, on left field as to what you were saying, but that was the first thing that came to mind is, geez, I mean, we have the light, we have the law, we have corruption in this country because it simply comes back to this, because the American people tolerate it. And when the American people don't tolerate crime in their government anymore, then we're going to have peace. And that's something my generation has never known, and I want to fight for it, and that's what I'm standing up for.
Amen.
Amen. So thanks for the call, Dave, from Maryland. I appreciate it, and thank you for wishing me happy birthday. Well, I wonder if anybody's going to call in with a little bit more than just lip service. See, you guys say it, but you don't mean it, right? You offer me your lip service, but your actions are far from me. That's what Jesus said, and I'm beginning to feel the same thing that he did. Okay, we got Emily and friends in Maryland.
Hey,
okay, all right, go ahead. Do your thing.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, guys.
Hey, ready? Happy birthday to you.
That's a that was so sweet, guys. Listen, the cackles of my heart have been warmed. I totally appreciate that. Is there anything else you wanted to say? Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that. Boy, guys, that was probably the worst birthday song I've ever heard in my life. Can you believe that? They're off the air, right? That was
I'm
guys.
Embarrassed for them.
Let me bring it down to my generation. That was sick. Wow. Wow. I mean, some of those guys sounded like they were stumbling around trying to sing. They couldn't hold a note to save their lives. You know what it is? It's probably raining in Maryland too. You think so? It sounded like one of them was gargling the rain. It's like he had his mouth up like a little bird waiting to be fed by its mother. Drop the worm in my mouth. See, I get these visuals all the time. People like visuals. Listen to this one, folks, just to kind of cap off and to write out what Dave was saying. Remember when Jesus said to those that he went, keep in mind, Jesus went to seek and save that which is lost concerning the lost sheep of Israel on a serious note. But do you remember what he said to the people that he went to save from their sins? Right before he went to Golgotha, he said this, and I say this to America. This is what prophets say. Watch around the walls. This is what they say to the people. Prophetic people are very protective, by the way. Luke 13:34, this is what Jesus said to the people before he was crucified. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets. You kill them that are sent to you, those that tell you the truth and you don't like it. Jesus goes on, and stones them that are sent unto thee. How often would have I gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and you would not. And because you would not, listen to what he says in verse 35. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Don't wait until you lose your liberty before you begin to fight for it. It says on the archive building in Washington, D.C., we had Moses call from Virginia. Well, right across the river from where he's at probably is the District of Columbia. On the archives building, it says eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. When you have liberty, you maintain your liberty through force. It doesn't mean you walk around with a hammer beating people over the head. No, you just maintain. As a matter of fact, if you go back in history, you'll find that the Puritans, friends, If people broke the law in the, just a jot or a tittle of the law, they would be in court because the church would maintain the law. And I shared with you guys yesterday as to what it says in Isaiah 54. Actually, it's not Isaiah 54. It's Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51. Folks, I hate making mistakes, but I do it once in a while. I think I told you this before, but when I make mistakes, my wife one time told me, honey, you didn't make a mistake. You were wrong about that. And I know what she's going to say. Steph, since you're back there, can you just go ahead and say what you always tell me all the time?
I never make mistakes. I thought I did once, but I was wrong.
Honey, do you know how to sing Happy Birthday? Because it's my birthday, you know.
I kind of like the quartet better than that.
No, I was just kind of, I mean, since I got you back here right now as our producer, yeah, I know what we can do. How about this? How about you come in here? Seriously, this will be my birthday present. And it's for the people. Folks, Christianity is not what we take from God or we take from the world. It's what God freely gives to us and that you freely receive through the church. It's what we bring to the world, friends. That's what Christians are. That's what patriots are, friends. But we had Moses call in. Are you going to be okay with this?
Yeah, I just wish I would have warmed up.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I want to show you guys the talent here and the heart here. I'm serious.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is my birthday present to all of the listeners of the Sons of Liberty. Okay, and we like Ruth Chris's. I'm just telling you that again. But here's my birthday present to you as my wife sings it to me. But it's called Go Down Moses.
Oh.
So maybe this can be a high five to Moses out in Virginia, too.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go.
That's all we got time for. Isn't that cool, guys? I really do like that. I wanted to say what it says in Isaiah 51, chapter 51. Verse 4, hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto my law, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and my arms shall judge the people. Folks, we'll finish this up tomorrow. I'm sorry again. I got caught up in all these people calling, and, well, you know, that's what it's about. It's about you guys. I was saying, no, yes, yeah, this is cute, guys, yeah. Folks, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sons of liberty.